You are now tuned into the Forever One Marriage and Relationship Podcast with Team Wade. Get ready for tools to create a healthy marriage and relationship the godly way.
What's going on, everybody?
Welcome to Team Wade, everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful day. This is Team Wade coming to you with another wonderful topic. And today we're going to continue in that same vein. We're going to talk about the men on today, the husbands particularly on today. And the title of this podcast is Men
Covered Umbrella Style. So when you think about it, you know, men, that last time we talked about you're the man. Well, you are the head, which means you are the covering. So if you think about on a rainy day, what usually covers people is they use an umbrella.
Right.
Well, we as men, we are the covering for our family. Or you can use, we're the roof, just like a roof on a house. Mm-hmm. It's a protective barrier. And so one of our roles as husbands and as fathers is we have the role of the protector. We're the role of the covering. Mm-hmm. And so I know a lot of times there are men, they love to throw around the title, I'm the head, I'm the man. But when you're saying that, you're saying, I am the responsible one. I am the one that takes the blows. I am the one that takes the brunt. And I make it easier for those that are under my authority.
That's good.
So when you think about rain and when you think about hail storms and wind storms, mm-hmm. all of those things, when you have a good, strong umbrella or you have a good roof, a good covering, the things that are under that authority or under that covering remain safe because of the type of covering or the type of man that you are. You know, there are sometimes you go in and you buy one of those little cheap umbrellas.
And the wind flip it
oh,
inside out.
Oh my goodness, it flipped that thing inside out. Your wife just got her hair done. And all of a sudden, the elements begin to rain down on it.
Come on.
So why did it break down? The support of that umbrella was so weak. And so you got to think, men, it's okay if you're in a state of weakness right now, because many of us, we didn't have the model of a man, a model of a husband, of a father, mm-hmm. of a covering. And so the good thing is we can learn.
Amen.
We can learn through the word of God. We also can learn by modeling other men. It's okay to have models of other men that you see from afar and from up close.
Yes. I remember you telling the story when you were younger. You didn't really go to church. You weren't a church kid. But you saw this man taking his family to church one morning. And that sparked something in you as being a young man. Right.
About 4 or 5 years old.
4 or 5 years old.
I can still picture the image right now. I can see exactly where they were when they were heading to church in my mind right now.
Right. And so that stuck with him because him being a young boy, that was attractive to him.
Yes.
And so what I want to say is with being the head, with being the man of the household, the husband, the covering, it's important to talk about what that looks like. So a lot of people would say, well, what do you mean? How do I be a covering? So the covering, I'm so grateful for my covering because the covering provides vision of where the family is going. The covering is a provider for the family. Like, let's talk about some of those things because I think it's important for young men, young husbands or old who never had one model. What is a good covering in terms of being the husband, the head of the household? Because we know one strong umbrella, like that huge Nike umbrella that we have in our car, you ain't got to worry about the wind coming and taking it.
No.
You will fly away with the umbrella before it unfolds. So that's the type of covering that we are talking about in our husbands and our
Yeah. Well, the first thing I want to say is this. I wasn't always the type of covering that I am right now. Mm-hmm. So I want to rewind and I want to give hope to the men that you feel like, well, I'm not there. And how can I dare compare myself to you or any other man? You got to understand you're looking at a product that has gone through a maturation process, a maturing process. So I don't want you to feel discouraged. I don't want you to feel like that you're hopeless, but it's all about putting in the work. And that's what I did, because I wasn't always the covering that my wife is talking about, but I had to grow into it because I didn't have a model of what a husband, father, a man looked like. So I had to learn it. I had to learn it through the Word of God. I had to learn it by looking at and listening to other men that were strong, successful husbands, fathers, and leaders for their family. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing I want to do, is just encourage you not to go into a cocoon or to put your head in the sand and just hoping everything's going to change. No, you have to put in the work, and that work requires you having a paradigm shift. You got to shift the way that you think about manhood, the way you think about fatherhood, the way you think about marriage. And the Bible gives us direction on what those things look like. But there are also other men that have already gone before us. And so you've heard the old saying, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Right. When you can go and find a man, and what it's going to take is a level of humility. Absolutely. You got to begin to humble yourself. But what happens a lot of times, especially when you're dealing with brokenness, you have to act like you got it all together, and that pride begins to show up, and you won't become vulnerable before who you need to be vulnerable with.
And your family begins to suffer because
everybody's suffering in your family because of your pride. And the Bible said pride come before the fall, and God resists the proud. And so you're going to have to humble yourself before some other men that have what you need and tell them, say, hey, I didn't have a father. I didn't have a male model that showed me these things, but I've been watching you.
Right.
I want you to mentor me and help me get it together.
Come on.
Because
now,
I've realized, and this is the second thing, I've made an assessment of myself.
Mm.
See, this is the thing a lot
true
of people
assessment,
don't.
A true
assessment of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, some people, they love to lie to themselves.
Right.
To make themselves feel some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when you put your head on the pillow, you know the reality of what you're dealing with.
Right.
So what I want to say to you is you got to make a true assessment of yourself of where am I really?
Mm-hmm.
Where am I?
Yeah.
What kind of husband, what kind of father, what kind of leader, what kind of man am I?
Mm-hmm.
So you make that assessment and really assess yourself accurately. Now, when you go to a man that has already gone through their maturation process, they can help you come up. But if you go in lying, being deceptive, trying to fit in and trying to be on their level when you know you hadn't leveled up yet,
mm-hmm.
Now you get an opportunity, because being humble means you have to have a teachable spirit.
Right.
You don't come in trying to act like you got it together. You come in bringing all your brokenness. It's like bringing a puzzle when the pieces are not together yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get with a man like that, he can help you to begin to put the pieces together. And remember, it's not going to happen in a day. It's going to take months and weeks and years to turn in to what God intended for you to be. And see, this is the thing. You may not have gotten it in childhood. You may not have gotten it in your teenage years. It's not too late to get it.
It's never too late.
If you're 60, you're 70, I don't care what age, just get it.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter when you get it, as long as I got it.
Right.
You know, because I didn't get it in my formative years,
yeah.
But I still decided I wanted have it.
That's right.
Because, you know, sometimes people just want to stay where they are and make excuses. My daddy wasn't there and I didn't. So you making excuses for what you don't have, as opposed to going seeking what you really need.
Amen.
Because it's available. It's out here.
We're in the information age.
Come on.
So anything that you need, anything that you're lacking is out there.
Yeah.
So there are different components to being a good covering and having a good vision. So talk about how the husbands can have a good vision for the household in these different areas. Having a good vision for your finances, having a good vision for...
Well, let's take them one at a time.
Yes.
And let me answer as you...
Okay, so financial, a vision, a good covering should have a financial vision for the household that will entail them, first of all of their needs being met. Secondly, it should entail, you know, having some desires, you know, having a plan to get beyond just having your needs met. So let's talk about that.
Okay, so let's look at it like this. First of all, God said in his word, his people perish for a lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. So the first thing you're going to have to do, you're going to have to seek out knowledge. And just as my wife stated, we're in the information age. There are many books. There are many resources on YouTube and other social media outlets where people are giving out information all the time. So now you got to begin to seek out that knowledge and begin to accumulate this information and put it as a part of you. And so you may be in one place, but as you're gaining this knowledge and you're looking at the mistakes you've made as it relates to money, the understanding of how you view money and how you view yourself. Because see, some people believe that money validates them, that it makes them feel a certain way about themselves. Well, money cannot give you value because money in and of itself does not have an innate value. The value is in what the money is exchanged for.
Right.
See, I can walk around with money in my pocket, but the value was in the shirt. The shirt had the value, not the money, because the money by itself is just going to sit. But when it moves to exchange, the value is in what it is exchanged for. Mm-hmm. So you gotta change your mind about how you view yourself, because some of you as men, you feel low about yourself because your money is funny right now. But you gotta first get with God and let him show you that you have worth and value because of who you are and who he made you to be. Then you can begin to work on how to get the bag and how to work with your wife, with your spouse, so you all can get the bag together. And so there may be some things that you need to learn. You may need to level up when it comes to your skill, when it comes to your education, because everybody not going to go the education route, but you can go the skill route, which for me, I love more the skill route than the education route, because there are only certain educations that's going to really pay you the money that you're going to really make that money.
Right.
Which that's in the engineering fields, as in the doctors and the lawyers and different other fields that I can't pop off the top of my head right now. But most of the others, they just going to let you stay average. But if you're going to level up, if you get some skills, there are so many different skills out here where you now can become an entrepreneur. You can start out working for somebody, but then you can be able to turn it into entrepreneurship. And then there's no ceiling or cap on the money that you can make. So I'm more for the skill. So whether it's education or skill, you need to level up in that area.
Yeah.
And then so also you begin to, you and your spouse get together and you create a plan.
Yes.
For where are we right now?
And where
how
do we
manage
be?
What we have right now?
That's good.
And then plan for where we want to go.
That's exactly where I was going next. It's important to let your wife know as a good covering what the plan is. Because we as wives, we want is security. We want the security to know that we're not going to go under, and then security to know we're going to increase.
Yep.
So let them know, let your spouse know what the plan is, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. Give them a vision for where you are going, and that will cause your wife to really appreciate the company.
Okay, so back again, I want to encourage you, man. You're looking at a different phase. So I want to go back so I can encourage some of the men that I wasn't always here.
Right.
So were we ever at a point that I didn't have vision for us?
Always had vision of going somewhere. We were not going to stay here because my husband's favorite saying was, stick with me. I'm going to take you to the top.
I'm going to take you to the top. So that's vision.
But
I didn't know how we were going to get
to the top. But we were going.
But I gave the hope.
Right.
But the thing is, I didn't have a plan laid out in the beginning.
No.
But I did have vision.
We had entrepreneurial skills. You know, he had his own business
and all that.
So even in that business, we saw ourselves being multimillionaires, in everything that we touched.
I always have a grind. I always had a grind.
Right. So you can't be a good covering if you don't have a grind. If you're at home and you're not motivated to do anything.
Okay, I want to stop right there because I want to speak to some men. You've lost your motivation.
Okay.
Because you've hit some walls, you've experienced some disappointments, you've experienced some failures, and it seems like the walls are caving in on you. What I want to say to you is do not give up and do not quit, because it don't take but one yes to open up a realm of possibilities for you.
That's good.
So I don't want you to give up hope because you've had all these obstacles get in your way, and it seemed like you constantly going back and never going forward. I want you to remember, I think Colonel Sanders, he didn't become successful. No, he was in his 60s, almost 70 years old before KFC took off.
That's right.
And so it didn't take but one yes. So I want you to stay in the game. Don't allow depression and heaviness to come on you and allow you to feel hopeless and feel like, well, I'm a failure. You are not a failure. It don't take but one yes. Keep grinding, keep striving, keep chasing, and that thing is going to bust open for you. So I just wanted to encourage some men that may be feeling like that. Right.
Absolutely.
Now.
Well, we could definitely bring this on to another podcast, because I think it's important for you all, for husbands as good coverings, to know the different areas of your life that you should definitely be working in so that you can be a stronger covering for your family. So we can get more into that on next time. But I hope this has blessed you as we talk about manning up and being a good covering for your household. So
we'll see you next time. But make sure you like, share, and follow all of our content on this podcast.
All right. Team Wade signing out.